Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Proverbs 4, 23. Well, let me back up. I'm moving too quick. Verse 21. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. This is how you get it. Not just hearing something on a Sunday morning, and that's the end of it. Not just getting a thought when you read your chapter and go, man, that's good, that's good, that's good, and then forgetting about it for the next 3 years. Said out loud, let it not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. I was ministering to a person who had been in and out of mental institutions for years. This is some years ago. And they were in a bad shape, bad way. And I'm checking my heart about what to minister to them. And the Lord prompted me about Joshua, where it says, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do. And I started talking to them about meditating in the Word day and night. Well, she just interrupted me and said, you can't do that. You can't do that. In my mind, I didn't know what to tell her. But in my spirit, praise God, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, came right up out of me. I said, dear, you're already thinking about something day and night. And it's obvious it's the wrong thing, right? Because you're in such a terrible shape. It's not that you can't think about something day and night. You're already thinking about something day and night. It's about replacing all that junk and all the problems and all the anger and the fear and the strife and the failure and the defeat and the hopelessness, replacing that with what He said. And disciplining yourself, that I'm going to keep my mind on what He said. Amen. I'm going to not let His words depart from my eyes. I'm going to keep what He said in the midst of my heart. He said, if you'll do that, it'll be life to you. Amen. And it'll be health to all your flesh. You can go around all day thinking about how you feel. You can go around all day and night thinking about how somebody mistreated you. You can go around all day and night thinking about what you don't know, what you don't have, what you can't do. Nobody loves me. Nobody knows. And you will be, it will minister death to you and corruption to your flesh. And that's what most of the world is doing, some variation, some form of that. Or you can do something else. You can do something most people don't do. A lot of Christians won't do. But you can do it. I said you can do it. What did He say? What did He say about this? What did He say about me paying my bills? What did He say about the health and condition of my body? What did He say about my mind? You can just go around all day saying, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Most of us don't have a smidgen of an idea what that means. But you don't have to know what it means. Keep it in front of your eyes. Come on, can you see this? Keep feeding on it. And it may be the 51st time that you say it, I have the mind. Whoa. The mind of the Anointed One and His anointing. I have the anointed mind. Amen. I have the enlightened, I have the empowered mind. Yes. Or you can think about how bad you feel. You can think about all the deficiencies in life. Say it out loud. Let them not depart from your eyes. keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? For they, his words, his sayings are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. The Amplified says they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Two things. Healing if something's wrong. Health just to sustain you. Amen. Hallelujah. Health means you don't need to be healed. You're healthy. Amen. Healing gets you to health. Health keeps you from needing to be healed. What will get you there? Come on, what will get you there? His words. His sayings. His words. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Go with me to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew 13. I'm moving too quick, though. Hold your place in Matthew. They'll put this on the screen for us. You just stay right where you are. 1 Peter, the first chapter and the 23rd verse. You can turn there if you're quick. But 1 Peter 1:23 says that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, all the glory of man as the flower of grass. Now, this is something we need to keep ourselves aware of. Everything down here, everything, including our body, including everything we're working with, is like a flower. It puts out a bulb, it blooms, it's in its prime, and then what happens? It fades. It crumbles. Everything down here, including our bodies, everything is this way. Nothing is going to freeze in time. You might say, okay, I'm X amount of age, I'm where I want to be, let's freeze this. You can't. The grass withers, the flower thereof falls away. Verse 25, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached to you. What's life to those that find them and health to all their flesh? His words. Back up to verse 23. We've been born again. Here he calls the word seed. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. There are natural seed and spirit seed. Natural seed is all corruptible, another way of saying that, it decays. It grows old and decays. Incorruptible seed does not decay. That's enough thought to make you rejoice the rest of the day. Is there something that doesn't decay? Yes, there is. It doesn't get old. It doesn't age. It develops, but it doesn't age. It is incorruptible. It is non-decaying. It's His Word. And it's a seed. We were born again by that seed, which means our born-again spirits, the recreation of it, the rebirth, came out of a seed. And because we're born again by an incorruptible seed, our spirits now are undecaying. Your inner man is not aging. I said your inner man is not aging. It will never decay. It is incorruptible because it was born of an incorruptible seed. Your physical being was born of a seed. Your body came from a seed, but it's a corruptible seed, a decaying seed. So the outer man is decaying. It reaches its prime, its bloom, and then it starts fading and getting old. And you don't have to be depressed about that. No. Because the Lord's got a plan for that too.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't the Bible say that the trumpet's going to sound?
Yes.
The dead in Christ are going to rise?
Yes.
And we which are alive and remain are going to be changed. And this mortal is going to put on immortal. This corruptible is going to become incorruptible. We're going to get a body that matches our spirit, that can keep up with our spirit, that never ages, that never decays, that never dies. Man, when you realize this, it helps you to relax, because you're going to be around a long, long time.
Thank you, Lord.
Helps you relax. You may not have, you know, another 100 years on this earth. Who wants it? If you understand, you don't. If you understand, you want to get your job done.
Amen.
And get out of here.
Amen.
For us believers, this is as bad as it gets. This life is as bad, as rough and hard as it gets. It's all we've ever known. We were born into this. But this is dark. This is corrupt. This is cursed because of sin and the enemy's work. But we got a job to do. We got a part to play in God's advancing His kingdom, getting us the same word, incorruptible word that has helped us. We want to get that to other people. That's the big job. The Great Commission. Go into all the world. Preach this gospel he just referred to, this incorruptible word. So, we've been born again by a seed. What was this seed? The seed was the word that we heard. Anybody remember when you got born again?
Yes.
Do you remember when you got born again?
Yes.
How did it start? You heard something. Is that right?
Yes.
You heard somebody shared with you, or you heard somebody preach, or somebody teach in a service or on TV or whatever, or a friend told you something. Is that right?
Yes.
Words. And what you didn't realize is some of those words that you heard were not natural words.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.